critical to the fire.
And it's the last words of the conversation from Job. Until chapter 25, it's the last response from his three friends, and it was said by Bildad. And this last response is very short. And just to say that they have already said what they wanted to say. And for the next few chapters, was Job's speech. These three friends were meant to comfort Job. Not even they did not comfort Job, but they were actually falsely accused Job. And that caused more pain to Job. But why did his three friends able to comfort Job? There were two main reasons. First is they don't understand the will of God. For God's thought is higher than man's thought. Just like sky is above the earth. So that man may not understand God. And that's the first reason. And second reason is the three friends do not understand what Job encountered. They could not understand why Job was suffering so much pain. So they couldn't understand Job's mourning. Because these three friends, their understanding to God was not complete. In their minds, what they had a concept of, if you're being good, you will receive good, but if you do bad, you will receive bad consequences. Under this concept, they already made their conclusion on Job. For 7 days and seven nights, they couldn't think of anything to comfort Job. And all they could think about is that Job received such tribulation because he had sinned. And they already had this concept in their mind. So when Job had this, when he sang this lamentation, they could not accept it at all. That's why they don't have the heart of mercy to comfort Job.
很主要就是缺乏怜悯的心。
So during these conversations, you can see that they don't have mercy.
第二就是对神的认识有这个偏差。
And the second reason is they don't fully understand God's understand God.
对约伯强调神的公义、神的这个这个处罚。
Even though they kept on mentioning that God is righteous and God's punishment.
所以根本对约伯是没有帮助。
But all these are not helpful to Job.
对约伯说你们像无用的医生一样。
And that's why Job say you are helpless physicians.
那这样让约伯变成说唯一的一条路就是到神面前去，才他的事情才会清楚。
That's why to Job, the only way is to go to God, to speak to God.
在人来看，约伯受到三个朋友这样的，可以说是批评论断。
In man's view, Job was criticized by by his three friends.
好像很可怜。
And he was criticized harshly, and he seems very pitiful.
但是从神的旨意来看
，by the will of God，
这是让约伯得到最大的益处。
This is to let Job, this is to benefit Job.
从第一章、第二章是考验他的信心。
And you can see that in first two chapters, he tested Job's faith.
那我们看到这个考验在约伯来讲，好像很简单就应付过去了。
And this trial seems to be so easy to Job.
但是后来这段，他跟三名的朋友都玩这样一起攻击他的时候
，But at the last conversation when Job was speaking to his friends,
我这个就比那个更苦。更难忍受。
You could tell that he suffered a lot and he couldn't stand it.
也在这个当中，这样的辩论当中让约伯的这个真正的他的这个人性完全显露出来。
And during these conversations, it truly revealed Job's personality.
这个就是试炼的好处。
And this is the benefit of receiving trials.
没有受到这样大的这种试炼。隐藏在人心里头的那些还不完全的东西，不会跑出来。
Without the trials, you may not see a person's true character.
好像金矿一样，你没有经过这个火的这种熬炼，那些杂质就不会跑出来。
It's just like refining a gold. Without refining the gold in the furnace, you wouldn't able to get rid of all the impurities.
所以约伯受试炼，不是因为约伯犯罪，而是神要让约伯像精进一样达到完全，是这个，这是神的旨意。
And God allowed Job to encounter all these tribulations and trials. Not that Job had sinned. It's because God wanted Job to go through the trials and to be refined as gold.
那么从这个跟三个朋友这样对话里头，还逼着让约伯能够把他真正约伯的那些内在平常里面看不到的东西呢，会在这个对谈当中。
So after these conversations, you can see the inner beauty and the character of Job.
然后他就会达到完全。
And then he reached perfect.
所以保罗说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So that's why Paul say everything has a reason, and it's to beneficial to man.
所以主要我们是爱神的人。
So as long as you love God.
不管什么样的事情临到我身上
，No matter whatever happened to us，
对我们都是有益处的。
They are all beneficial to us。
有人对我们好
，Some men are good to us。
哇，感谢神
，And we thank God。
有人对我们好像无故的来攻击我们
，And sometimes
冤枉我。
Sometimes it seems like people just attack us or accuse us falsely.
更要感谢神。
But we have to thank God even for that.
因为这有更深的造就。
Because that will be beneficial to us.
要让我们能够达到更完全。
So that we can become more perfect.
啊，人家爱我们，可能要补足我们的缺陷。
And for other people to love us as to complete our imperfectness.
这个反面的事情，应该是要除掉我们里头的不好。
So for any bad things happen to us is to get rid of our bad habits or bad personalities.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
好像我们吃了好东西呀、啊，是给我们营养。
Just like when we eat good food, it's to provide nutrition to us.
但是我们要另外一样很重要，吃的这个东西呀、啊。会排毒，会把神的排出去，哇，这个更好。
But what's more important is when you eat something, when you intake something, you have to get rid of it too.
两样都要。
You have to do both.
这样我们身体才健康。
And that's how our body, that's how to keep our body healthy.
不能一直补充营养，补充营养到最后富贵变就跑出来。
And you can't just take too many nutrients and at the end you're not having any.
就是一样。
It's the same concept.
灵性上更需要除掉我们存在里头的那一些啊不好。
And spiritually, we have to get rid of our impurities.
那我们从六根性到最后就看到这些，神的旨意就在这里。
And at the end, the last few chapters of Job, you will see this is what God accomplished.
让约伯在灵性上达到完美。
It's to let Job to be perfect spiritually.
那现在我们要来看约伯最后这个话语，
就
是重点认识约伯。
And now we'll read the last words of Job, and it's very crucial because we can understand Job better.
我们看27章。
Let's start with chapter 27.
27章，这个约伯接着这样说。
And Job continued his discourse.
说神夺去了我的礼，全能者使我心中愁苦，我指着永生的神起誓。
First two, as surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty, who had made me taste bitterness of soul.
我的生命尚在我里面，神所赐的呼吸之气仍在我的鼻孔里面。
As long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils.
我的嘴绝不说非议之言，我的舌也不说诡诈之语。
My lips will not speak wickedness, and my tongue will utter no deceit.
我断不以你们为是，我自死也不以自己为不正。
I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity.
我持定我的意，必不放松，在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
I will remain my righteousness and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live.
愿我的仇敌如恶人一样，愿那起来攻击我的不义之人一样一般。
May my enemies be like the wicked, for my adversaries like the unjust.
哦，这一段我们就看到约伯的这个真正的他的人性的这一面。
And from these verses, you could see Job's true character.
他对自己呀、啊，的那种自我的意志，就超过神，超过神。
And he never put himself in front of God.
所以第一句就说神夺去我的理，意思就是说我有理，神无理。
And in the first verse it says, as surely as God lives, you have denied me justice.
所以他发誓，你看。他那种持守这种意志持守成正这样的心智是很好的，可是呢也有他的负面的东西存在。
So he always tried to keep himself righteous, but however there are the negative part of it.
所以他说我自死呢，我必不以自己为不正。他对自己真的认识那么清楚。
So he knows that he will not deny his integrity.
So he thinks that he has
So he knows that he is righteous and what God did to him was injustice.
So he doesn't believe that he did to his friends.
So till he dies, he would not admit what the friend said of him. So it shows that he placed himself more important than God.
So
he is a person who is self-righteous. Without this trial, it will not reveal that he is self-righteous. Because all the time he appeared very humble and he was very gentle and loving and care about others. So even Satan, he couldn't see that he has this shortcoming that he thinks he's self-righteous. And that's God's purpose, is to reveal his true character. So in this chapter, it clearly reveals his true character. And later on talks about for those who is godless, they will receive punishment from God. And it's happened till verse 12. From verse
13.
And here it's the fate God allots to the wicked. It talks about how the God treats the wicked. And this is presented in a song and describe how did God treat the wicked. So for the violent, how did they get punishment or what kind of result did they get from God? So from verse 14, it describes the consequences of the wicked. So if you just read through, you understand what it says. And now we'll jump to chapter
28.
In chapter 28, it talks about God's wisdom. In verse 1 to verse 11, it talks about a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelt from the ore. It talks about man's wisdom. What they can find a lot of minerals and treasures from the earth. And that's what it talks about from verse 1 to verse 11.
但是呢, 神的智慧啊,
However, God's wisdom cannot be found anywhere.
这种智慧啊, 是世界的智慧,
For the wisdom that we just described is the wisdom from earth.
世人的聪明呢, 能从地里头得到许多的金银宝石,
For men's wisdom, it's able to let them find all the treasures and minerals from earth.
但是用这种智慧, 要来了解认识神是属灵的智慧是不可以的。
But it's impossible for to use man's wisdom and to understand God's to understand God is impossible.
看十二节。
Verse 12。
十二节说：然而智慧有何处可寻？聪明之处在哪里呢？
Verse 12, but where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell?
那这个十二节一直到二十二节。
So from verse 12 to till verse 22.
讲到说这个智慧是比地世上一切的金银宝石更可贵，没有办法比较的。
And talks about this kind of wisdom, it's even more precious than any treasures on earth. It's incomprehensible.
两种智慧。
And that's these are the two kinds of wisdom.
我们看一下，哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
世上的智慧是可以从地上得到各样金银宝石，也就是人想要的这个物质的东西。
Wisdoms on earth, which is the wisdom of man, that allows you to gain all the material pleasures on earth.
但是这个属灵的智慧，他们就没有办法了解。
But it's not that easy to understand the spiritual, the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom.
我们看第六节，二章六节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6.
二章六节说：“然而在完全人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。”
Verse 6, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing.
我们所讲的是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
7, no, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, that God destined for us.For our glory before time began.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的。
And none of the rulers of this age understand it.
他们若知道了，就不会把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
If they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如经上所记啊，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到。
However, as it is written, no eyes has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him.
只有神啊，借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed it to us by the Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
那约伯呢？他有这个神的智慧，他了解。神的智慧啊，这个是啊，不是世上的智慧，这种智慧是世上的这种金银宝石不能比较的，也就是说，世上的智慧不能比较。
So he got, Job knows, understand God's wisdom, and he knows that this wisdom is not the same wisdom as the wisdom from earth, and it's not comparable to the.The wisdom from earth is not comparable to the wisdom of God.
那再我们看一下这个十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
约伯记二十八章十五节。
Job 28:15.
说智慧会用黄金可得，也不能凭白银为它的价值。
15. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed in silver.
这些啊都。不是用这种世上的这种东西也会得来。
And this wisdom from God cannot be measured or compared with things on earth.
十九节就是说，以上所说的这些宝石智慧都那个价值都不能跟
So for all these crystals that mentioned, it cannot be compared to the value of the God's wisdom.
那二十节说, 智慧从何处来呢? 聪明之处在哪里呢?
20, where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell?
说是像一切有生命的眼目隐藏, 像空中的飞鸟眼闭, 哦, 魅目和死亡说, 我们风闻其名。
It is written from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it, it reaches our ears. It's something that cannot be found on earth.
And
verse
23.
God understands the way to it, and He alone knows where it dwells.
因为他监察直到地极，遍观普天之下。
For He views the end of earth and sees everything under the heavens.
为风定轻重，又度量诸水。
When He established the force of the wind and measured out of them out the waters.
他为雨露定命令，为雷电。
When He made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm.
那时呢，他看见智慧，而且述说。
Then He looked at the wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it.
他坚定并且查究。
He confirmed and tested it.
他就对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶事便是聪明。
And he said to men, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding.
这一段呢，就说明了，神才知道智慧的道路。
So this paragraph clearly tells us that God is the one who knows the wisdom, the true wisdom. God is the only one who knows where this wisdom dwells.
那下面约伯提到。 神遍察直到地极。
And here it says, God tested the entire earth.
哦，他观看普天之下。
For He can see everything on earth.
也就是说，神的智慧就是直接充满这个宇宙。
It means that God filled the entire universe.
那么借着25节这里说，这个风。 风、还有水、雨、雷电，这个当中啊，让我们去了解天上所有的智慧。
So here mentions the wind, the waters, the rain, and the thunderstorm. It describes the wisdom from above.
神借着这些呀、啊，要向世人说话。
God wants to speak through all these nature.
哎，什么是智慧？什么是聪明？
So what is wisdom?
所以那个雷声啊，你要听懂它，听懂的话，你就会得到智慧。So
what is wisdom or what's understanding? So if you understand the thunder, then that's wisdom, that's understanding.
你看到哇，现在怎么下这个雨？啊，现在为什么下这个雨？啊，思想，神的旨意。So
if you know or why there is rain now or why there is snow now, then that is for you to understand God's will.
现在怎么风云变色？哎呀，这个是什么？这个是神的作为，哎，你就会得到智慧。
And you look at the weather, then you will think about who made all these, then that's the wisdom of God.
其实呢，神就是借着这样向人说话。
And God used through these, God speak to man.
那说什么呢？
So what did He speak?
敬畏主就是智慧。
The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom.
看到这些哇！ 就人心就敬畏天上的神。
So if you look at these, then you will have a fearful heart to God.
这就是神的作。
Because that's what God did for us.
看到这个雷电的哇，就是神的声音。
And if you look at the thunder, and you will know that oh, that's the voice of God.
哎，看到啪，不敢做坏事，远离恶事。
And when you look at the thunder, when you hear the thunder, you get scared, you fear, and you don't want to do
it. 正在犯罪的时候，听到哎，砰，那是电话来了。
And you'll be fear and not to do bad things, and just like when you heard a loud thunder, you will stop from, you will avoid doing bad things. So for those who do evil things, they are scared of thunder. So at least there will be a reminder, there will be a destruction. God continuously speaks to the people on earth. He speaks throughout to us through the thunder or the rain and everything that's nature. And that is what Job realized. And at the end, it purposely mentioned this. Now we will read chapter
29.
29, Job continued his discourse.
这个是29章，他要回忆啊，想到他以前的那种美好的情况。And
it was a flashback that the days when Job was prosperous.
所以来做跟现在做一个对照。And
it's a contrast to what he had today.
那他以前的状况是怎么样？
So how was he in the past?
我们看一下，说这个第二节到第三节。That's
from verse 2 to verse 3.
这里说，从前的月份，如神保守我的日子。第三节说，那个时候，他的灯啊，照在我的路上。
To how long for the months gone by, for the days when God watched over me, through when his lamp shone upon my head, and by his light I walked through darkness. Before he had a trial, God protected him. He was in the shield of God's protection, and God's light was shine up in front of his path. He was living under God's grace and living under God's light. And when he was having this kind of life, he was living like this, what kind of lifestyle did he have? And verse 4,
说，我愿如壮年的时候，那个时候我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情。
For the days when I was in my prime, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house.
那个时候，神跟他像亲密的朋友一样。
At that time, he and God were like intimate friends. And that was his prime, and God was very close to him. So everything he did, it reveals God's love in him. And that's from verse 5.
我的儿女都围绕我，哦，来呀，可以洗我的脚，磐石为我出油成河。5.
When the Almighty was still with me, and my children were around me, when my path was stretched with cream, and the rock poured out from me streams of olive oil.
你看，神跟他同在，他有一个非常美满富裕的家庭。So
when God was with him, he had a very happy family.
那第七节说。
第七节，第七节这里讲到他在社会上所行的。And verse 7 describes what he did for the society.
说我出到城门，在街上设立座位，少年人见我，回避，老人人也起身。
When I went to the gates of the city and took my seat in the public square, the young men saw me and stepped aside, and the old men rose to their feet. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of the mouth. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me. Because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist him. The man who was dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on righteousness as my clothing, just as was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. You could see his status in the society. It was he had a very high status. He was well respected. And he took care of the needy. It shows that God's righteousness and God's justice. In verse
17,
I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched the victims from the teeth. And it reveals that God's justice. He broke the fangs, which is those who stole from others, and he stole things back from them. In verse 18, it says, he said, I will die in my own house. Which means that he has peace in his house. And his days will be as numerous as the grains of sand. Just like how the disciples in the Old Testament, when they reach the age, when they reach the day, they will die peacefully in the house. And then Terence talks about how he got prosperous. My roots will reach to the water, and the dew will lie all night on my branches. My glory will remain fresh in me and bow ever new in my hand. And when he was young, every day he was getting stronger and stronger. Because God blessed him every day, that's why he got stronger and stronger. Men listen to me expectantly, waiting in silence for my counsel. Was everyone listening to him and wanted his counsel? And that was at his prime where God blessed him and everything was good. And everyone, all men listened to him expectantly, just like how they look at the dew on the floor.
Verse 24. When
I smiled at them, they scarcely believed it. The light of my face was precious to them. That's how Job dealt with the people who has whose lack of confidence, and they gave. And what Job did was smiled at them, and they scarcely believed it. And Job's smile gave people the impression of peace.
And
you could find wisdom from his face. It's just like it shows it shine upon other people.
Verse 25,
I chose the way for them and set as the chief. So he chose the way for the people and instruct them accordingly. And that was like a position as a God, and he was taking care of people just like how God taking care of other people. For God's light shine up on people, and his Job's light also shine up on people. And this light is the wisdom, it's God's wisdom. I dwelt as a king among his troops, just like how a king led his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. So he can reach from the highest and reach to the lowest as well. And that's how Job was. It appears that he is almost perfect. Let's look at how he is now. In chapter 30, that it describes his current situation. And it's a big contrast. And in chapter 29, it appears that he was like king above. And in chapter 30, he was almost like in Hades. In chapter 30, it describes his current situation. So we'll briefly look at it. From verse 1 to verse 14, In these paragraphs, it talks about in the past he was respected well from among the people, but now he was despised by the most humble. So if you read through, you will know. And these people came and despised him. From verse 8 and 9, a base and landless brood, they were driven out of the land, and now their sons mock me in song, and I have become a byword among them. So that's what, in verse 9, now their sons mock me in song, and I became a byword among them.
They
They detest me and keep their distance, and they do not hesitate to spit in my face. So we can see that he was insulted and was not respected. And from verse 16, it describes his pain and suffering. And now my life aches me away. Days of suffering grip me.
那这种悲伤跟困苦抓住的情况，就十七节以下就到二十三节，就说明这种痛苦，这种悲伤。
So from verse 17 to 23 describes his pain and how sad he was.
所以后来他就要呼求了。And
in the end, he cried for help.
他说：“然而，我看24节。”
24.
然而人不倒了，岂不伸手？ 遇到灾难岂不求救呢？
Surely no one lays a hand on a broken man when he cries for help in his distress.
这个一定的，啊。And that's
for sure. Like someone in distress will cry for help.
所以他为什么会这样子来向神哀求呼求，就是因为这样心极其悲伤，而且困苦抓住他。And
because he was so sad and he had so much pain, that's why he cried out for help to God.
但是现在，他虽然哀求，但是还是得不到。But
now he cried, but he gets no feedback.
所以27节这里说。In
verse 27.
我心里烦恼不安，困苦的日子临到我身了。27,
the churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering confront me.
所以最后啊。
And we'll read verse 31. That's why verse 31, my harp is tuned to mourning and my flute to the sound of wailing. So this verse describes how much suffering and how much pain he had.
Chapter 31.
And in the midst of his suffering, this chapter is very important. And in the midst of the suffering, he still maintained righteousness. And that's described in chapter 31.
第一节到第四节说啊,
from verse 1 to verse 4,
还严严地约束他的眼目，不要犯罪。
He still constrained his eyesight so that he would not commit sin.
就是禁戒眼目的情欲。
And that is to control the lust of the eyes.
第五节到第八节,
and verse 5 to verse 8,
在神的面前呢，心啊持守纯正，不敢偏离正路。
And in these verses that he still keep his righteousness, that he dared not to sin.
这个第六节那里说。
In verse 6.
我若被公道的天平称度，使神可以知道我的纯正。
6. Let God weigh me in honest scales, and he will know that I am blameless.
所以他的脚不敢偏离正路。So
that his path will never turn from the righteousness path.
他用这种啊，好像如果我这样做，那我会受到什么样的神的这个惩罚？And
then he said, if he had done this, what kind of punishment would he get?
那在第九节。
Verse 9. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have lurked at my neighbor's door, because the Lord Jesus said, if you look at a woman and have and have desire on the woman, then that is considered as committing adultery. So that is another level than just controlling your eyes, that is controlling your heart. Verse 11. For that would have been shameful, a sin to be judged. And this shameful matter is to be burned to destruction. It would have uprooted my harvest. And from verse 13 to 15, it talks about if he has been unjust to his maid servants or men servants. And from verse 13 to verse 15, describing he was just as to all his servants.
And
in verse 16, talks about he dared not to disobey God's commandment and to mistreat the widows.
从幼年的时候，孤儿就与我同长，好像父子一样。
Verse 18. But from my youth I reared him as with a father, and from my birth I guided the widow.
我从出母胎就扶助寡妇。
And from my birth I guided the widow.
雅各书里面说，真正的敬虔就是看顾万民中的孤儿寡妇。
And in the book of James, if the true righteous is to look old, is to take care of the widows and the fatherless. So Job was a very fervent person. And from verse
24,
verse 24, it talks about Job did not dare to love the things on earth, or the treasure. If he loves things, the material things on earth, then he will lose his faith and reliance on God. Even Job was rich and wealthy, but he did not influence his faith towards God. It's something very precious because Lord Jesus said it's very difficult for a rich man to enter heaven. But Job is the very few that who is a rich man but able to enter heaven. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
17.
Command those who are rich in the present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves for a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is the true life. So even though Job was so wealthy, but that did not influence his faith towards God.
看29章29节。
And let's turn back to Job 31, verse 29 to
32. 第一是说他不敢幸灾乐祸。
It talks about he did not mock the others who was in trouble.
说我若见恨我的遭报就欢喜，见他遭灾便高兴。
If I have rejoiced at my enemy's misfortune or gloat over the trouble that came to him.
他说我没有容我的口犯罪，咒诅他的生命。
I have not allowed my mouth to sin by invoking a curse against his life.
就显明说耶和华他信的是敬畏神。
It shows that Job was he fears God.
我们看一下箴言。Let's
turn to Proverbs.
箴言24章。Proverbs
chapter
24。箴言24章。Proverbs
chapter 24.
24:17。Proverbs 24:17。说你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他倾倒，你心不要快乐。
Do not gloat when your enemy falls; when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice.
18。恐怕神呐。 看见就不喜悦，将怒气从仇敌身上转过来。Or
the Lord will see and disapprove and turn His wrath away from him.
世上的人很容易说，哇，看到仇敌呀，哇，遭灾祸就拍手。Because
a lot of people from the earth they gloat when the enemies fall.
就是神不高兴。And
God disapprove that.
因为这样神就好，我灾祸就转过来，轮到你身上。And
because of that, God will turn the wrath and turn the calamities into you.
不可以幸灾乐祸。For
you do not rejoice when your enemy falls.
耶和华他不敢，他敬畏神。And
Job was he feared God and he dared not do that.
耶和华也不敢说不用爱心来接待客户。And
Job did not He has love and to show hospitality to the strangers.
32. 13.
But no stranger had spent the night in the streets, for my door was always open to the traveler.
圣经上说，不可忘记用爱心接待客人。And
it's to show love and to show your hospitality.
因为这个会像接待天使一样。
Just like you, one day you never know you might invite an angel.
33节。Verse 33。他说我也不敢像亚当一样这样遮掩自己的这个过犯。If
I have concealed my sin as men do by hiding my guilt in my heart.
亚当。
But that's what Adam did. He tried to hide his guilt. But Job dared not do so. For if you hide your guilt or your sin, that will be even it's not pleasing to God.
如果承认自己的过错，啊，会得到神的怜悯。So
if you admit your sin or your guilt, you will get a mercy from God.
有，如果他不敢遮盖，如果知道自己有罪，他一定会向神求神怜悯。And
Job, if he has guilt or he has sin, he will never dare to hide his guilt. He will confess to God.
这个是看约伯他敬畏神的心。And
that's how Job feared God.
在35节到37节啊。And
from verse
35 to 37，就他就表明他会很坦然的，他的一些到底他犯了什么罪，做了什么什么什么罪，因为朋友一直控告他，他很多罪行，他说这些数段都会。 呈到神的面前去，他自己认为说，我会很坦然面对。
And Job said if he had any sins, he was willing to face all his sins and consequences.
这个也是如果他的心啊，就是良心啊，不会责备。
Or his conscience would not rebuke him for that.
真的，他没有做什么亏心的事情。
For he did not do anything that is it's not his conscience to them.
最后说，他也不敢说去。
And lastly, he talks about he dare not greed for others' possessions. And it's the last commandment is do not greed over others' possessions. And from this chapter, you can see how Job holds with his righteousness.
所以神对撒旦所说的，约伯是真的，是地上没有一个人像他那样完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事，这个事情是真的。
Just like in the beginning when Satan talks about Job and God told Satan that there's no one on earth as righteous and perfect as Job.
那唯一显露出来就是二十七节第一段。约伯的这个真的，他的那种自我意志，很坚强的一面，现在变成在神面前了，显出他的那种自我。
And the only downfall you can find from Job is in chapter 27, where in front of God, Job was self-righteous.
这个是唯一要把它拿掉的。
And it's the only downfall that you have to get rid of from Job.
完美。
And beside that, Job is perfect.
可是要拿掉这个不简单。
But it's not easy to remove this shortcoming.
所以你要看，自我意识很强的人，可能就需要接受更多的挑战。
So for someone who is self-centered.He or she needs more trials to refine him. Because without the fire, you cannot get rid of the impurities. And this is something we can tell from Job. Thank God. And tonight, we'll end.